Hi, this is John Edmiston with Uplifting Moments, and today we'll be looking at Romans 8:28, one of the most hopeful and best-known verses in the entire Bible. So, let's pray. Father, your word is terrific. Your word gives us lots of wisdom and guidance and encouragement and hope. Now, we ask that your word will be open to us in such a way that we understand it. Let your Holy Spirit open our spiritual eyes and ears, and may wonders come forth from your word, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, let's look at this verse, in case you don't know it already. Let's look at Romans 8:28. And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. God causes. God is the cause of our life. If you're a believer, the devil isn't the cause of your life. Your parents aren't the cause of your life. God causes. God is the one that is making your life work because he wants it to work, but sometimes it works in strange ways. God can use coronavirus to work things for your good. God can use the government. God can use wicked people even for your good, to grow your patience, to grow your wisdom, to grow your understanding, to turn you into a decent and good human being. Many a person has been turned into a better human being by going to jail. That's a terrible thing, but sometimes it turns people around. It switches their light on. Finally, they realize that they're being very stupid and they can't go on being angry and egotistical and all the rest. And they repent and they find salvation. Many a person's been saved in jail. Many a person's been saved after a motorbike accident. They were unwise. They were foolish. They were riding their motorbike and suddenly something happened and they bounce off the motorbike and mysteriously they are saved. They are alive. They wake up in hospital and they suddenly realize that it was a very close call. And they cry out to God. They talk to the hospital chaplain or a pastor or a friend or a nurse. And that person leads them to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And many a person has lost everything in a financial crash, and all their pride and all their ego went down the hill with their dollars. And all the stuff that went down the drain was all the temporary stuff. But instead, they turned around and said, I need more than this. I need a life that doesn't go up and down with the stock market. I need a life that's eternal. And they turned to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and they have eternal life, and they rejoice in the things they're given from God. It is God who causes. What does God cause? God causes all things to work together for good. You see, we're part of a complex jigsaw puzzle of life. There are many, many factors in life according to things that we don't understand. God is going to cause your marriage and family to work together for your good and for your eternal blessing. God's going to cause the things you've been through as a child to work together for good. As you practice forgiveness, as you've practiced grace, as you cast all that pain upon the Lord, those things will work together for good. If you hold on to them in resentment and hatred and have grudges against your parents and people like that in your life, people that have come into your life and disappointed you in some way, then it's not going to do you much good. But if you turn it all over to God, yes, it will, because God will cause it to work together for good. God's always looking at things. You think you've messed it up. No, you haven't. You're not so powerful that you can mess up your life totally, because God's got a plan. He is sovereign. He has called you according to a purpose. And you're not powerful enough to mess your life up because God's a redeemer. He can take you out of the deepest pit. He can take you out of the stupidest circumstance. He can get you out of a relationship that's tearing you apart. God is wise and God is good. And you need to be confident that God can get you out of that financial hole, that God can get you out of that spiritual hole. He can get you out of that bad habit. He will cause all things to work together for your good, and he will set you on a straight path. You just need to trust him, and you need to cast yourself upon him. God is working good for you. He has a plan. He has a future. He has a hope, and he is the sovereign God who wants you to be born again and have the Holy Spirit in your heart, because then God is working for your salvation. He's working for your sanctification. He's making you into a son or a daughter of the living God. So that when you arrive in eternity, you'll look back at all your suffering and all your pain and all your struggles and say, all those things were actually for my good. They made me a better person. I wouldn't have any of it back ever again. Of course, we don't like our sin. but our sin can drive us to God for sanctification. We can say, Lord, get rid of this sin in my life. I cast myself upon you. And we can cry out to God. Even the most wicked and stupid thing we've done in our life can turn around for our good. And we need to be ashamed of it. We need to repent of it. We don't need to delight in it. But we look at the things that Saul did when he was persecuting the church before he was Paul. He was stoning Stephen. They were there and he was mining the clothes as a young man. And they were taking out and they were stoning Stephen, the apostle, to death. And Stephen prayed. Even our Lord, hold not this sin against them. He prayed and he probably looked, I think, at the Saul to be Paul there. And even then he went out and ravaged the church. The people prayed and more people prayed and more people prayed. And when he went up to Damascus, they heard, he's come out here, he's going to get us, he's going to destroy the church in Syria. And instead, he met Jesus Christ on the road to Damascus, and he was turned around so that even his own wickedness resulted in his salvation. And God can do that. He can bring us to the end of ourselves. He can bring us to that point where we have finally turned around and got our stuff together, because he's let us be like the prodigal son and come to the end of ourselves in the pig pen. And that prodigal son sitting there in the pig pen saying, I've messed everything else up. I've lost all my inheritance. And God puts an idea in his head. He says, go back to the Father. You'll find forgiveness. You'll find hope. You'll find your home again. And the Father rejoices when he comes back. And there's no more shame. And he's got a secure place where he can work with the Father and be the Son of the Father. And so, you see, God's got a plan for you. God is working everything together for good in your life. And you think, oh, but you haven't been a success. You haven't done this. You've wasted your life. You've wasted your career. You chose the wrong line of work. You opened a business that failed. You did this. You do that. How can it be for your good? But in eternity, you will realize that that was all part of a divine plan. That in that business that you failed, that you messed up, you met someone and you shared the gospel with them. And you wouldn't have shared the gospel with them except for that failed business. And now you've got a terrific reward in heaven because of that failed business. It wasn't a failure because somewhere along the line it led someone to Jesus. Somewhere along the line you employed someone who needed a job. Somewhere along the line you had compassion on a customer. Somewhere along the line you ignored the bottom line of the dollar and you served God. Maybe that's why you went broke. Maybe you trusted a business partner too much and he took your money and ran with it. Don't be bitter. Somehow that's going to work for your good and for your salvation, and it's going to work out in the end. And I'm old now, I'm 63, and I've had many betrayals in ministry and many hurts in life. And I know that when I forgive, when I let go, when I cast it upon the Lord, God takes that thing and he turns it around for my good. Do not dwell in bitterness. Do not doubt the goodness of God. God is good, and he's working out all these details in life, just like the disciples in the middle of the storm. They're rowing. They can't do anything. Jesus walks to them on the water. And Peter gets out of the boat and walks on the water as well. And then he sinks a bit and Jesus leads him back. And at that moment when Jesus speaks to the storm and says, peace be still, and it's all still, and they get to the land, that's a spiritual moment for them. They realize that things were happening that they've never seen nor heard before. That terrible storm turned into a time of terrific glory. And that's what God can do. He can take you through this tremendous storm, this howling wilderness, this terrible wastelands. And he can take you through all the temptations of the devil. And after you've come through all those temptations and storms, there will be a time of glory like you've never heard before. Don't give up in the wilderness. Don't give up in the middle of the storm. Jesus is coming. He's walking on the water. He's coming to you. And he's going to turn your circumstances around. And he's going to teach you lessons about faith and faithfulness in the middle of the trials of life. Remember, the Romans were going through terrible things. They were being burned alive. They were being thrown to lions. They were being persecuted. And in the midst of all this terrible persecution under Nero and other Roman emperors, Diocletian later on, and in the midst of all this disaster that was happening, and all the blame that was coming on the Christians and all the people being arrested, God tells them, Paul tells them, that all things are working together for good. To those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. The more you love God, the more you cast yourself on God, the more you commit yourself to the will of God, the more things will work out for your good. Don't be someone who loves God 1 minute and hates God the next. Instead, obey his commandments, walk in his word, get to church, pray, respect your pastor, respect your elders, walk in the word of the Lord, do the right things, live by the Spirit, share the gospel, be kind and gracious to people, fear God in everything, love God in everything, and then the whole spiritual universe will work with you for your good. And you'll look back later on and say, I stuck to God through that. I stuck to God through that terrible relationship breakdown. I stuck to God through my illness. I stuck to God even when my business was failing. And I loved the Lord despite it all. And then God came through for you. God came through for the person going through those terrible trials and tribulations. And God will do that. God is very, very, very faithful. And you love God and you recognize that he's got a call on your life. He's got a purpose for your life. He's got a plan for your life. You are called according to the purpose of God. You don't get to make your own life. God causes your life. God calls your life. God sustains your life. And God works everything together for your good. God doesn't want to bash you up. God came into this world for salvation and not for judgment. Jesus didn't come into this world to judge the world, but to save it. And that's why God sent his only begotten Son, not to judge the world, but to save the world. God wants you to have a good life. God wants you to be in heaven. God wants to save you from hell and from drugs and from all the pain in your life. And he will do that through Christ Jesus. Just trust God. Just love God and commit your life to him. And trust that there's going to be an outcome here that you were not going to expect. And you talk to some of the older Christians in your church. Talk to them and say, how's God seen you through? Is it true that all things work together for good? And in the end, they will say, yes, it is true. Yes, it is. And whether your name's Bill or Sonia or this or that, they'll speak to you and say, yes, God has been faithful to me. He's seen me through this. God's seen me through 40 years of ministry and many ups and downs. And God will see you through the same thing because he is faithful, he is good. And he is going to work your illnesses for good. He's going to work your financial situations for good. He's going to work through all the situations of life. And you will become perfected in Christ. You'll be a person of love and peace and patience and goodness and kindness and self-control. You'll have the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in your life after God's rubbed off all the rough edges. And that's what we go through sometimes. We sometimes go through circumstances because we're stubborn or we're rebellious or we have rough edges or we don't want to do God's will. We choose some dumb circumstance and follow that instead of the Lord. But God even brings that around. So trust God, commit yourself to God and say to God right now, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I trust you're going to work everything together for my good according to your will. And let God be the cause of your life. God will cause all things to work together for good. Put yourself in his hands, cast all your burdens on him, for he cares for you. And this is John Edmiston from Eternity Christian Fellowship, signing off. God bless and have a great day.